Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 18th day of March, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to hit star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the climate basin. Mercy, it's melting. Spring is a-coming, thank goodness. That being said, we're going to let you guys know again, get a pencil and a piece of paper. Give you a few seconds, because we're going to have a new call-in number to try to, work our way around it, I reckon. There will be a new call-in number starting March 27th. That number will be 712-770-5597. The access code will be the same, 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and the access code will be the same, 220029 and the pound sign. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. New Zealand threatens 10 years in prison for possessing mosque shooting video. Web host warned. Dissenter banned. This is from Zero Hedge, and we're going to get into it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, New Zealand threatens 10 years in prison for possessing mosque shooting video. Web host warned, dissenter banned. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And it shows to go you that it's a false flag. When they do not want that footage out there, I mean, what the hell are you talking about? Excuse me. You know, New Zealand isn't, you know, a state here between California and Arizona. I mean, they're this one world thing they're fucking trying to play us into. Like, I give a shit. What happens in New Zealand? What happens in New Zealand is the problem of the people in New Zealand. Our problems are right here, and they're right in our face, and we know what they are. And this thought of censorship, it's going to come down to is, well, it's going to be an international thing, a censorship thing, and you could be extradited to New Zealand for breaking one. Fuck you. We are way too late to be fucking people. We are behind in what we need to do. New Zealand authorities have reminded citizens that they face up to 10 years in prison for knowingly, quote, possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video, and up to 14 years in prison for sharing it. Corporations such as web hosts face additional $200,000, $137,000 US dollar, which would come to fine under the same law. If I had it, I'd put it up on the, I'd copy it 50 fucking times and put it up on the front page, and I'd keep it there. And you try and fuck with my freedom of speech, my freedom to look at any goddamn thing I want to, and it's just like the guns. It ain't gonna work out for you. Terrorist Brenton Tarrant, or whatever the hell, actor terrorist Brenton Tarrant, used Facebook Live to broadcast the first 17 minutes of his attack on the AI, or Al-Noor, that's what it is, Al-Noor Mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, at approximately 1:40 p.m. on Friday, the first of two mosque attacks which have left 50 dead and 50 injured. And, you know, they had some other little attack. I think it was, I can't remember, another state that I really, a country I really don't give a shit about. But I heard them talking on the stupid box. And, you know, they're talking about having a 30-second lag like they do with the mainstream. So if something comes up that they don't want the people to see, well, they just quash it before they ever get a chance to look at it. This is Orwellian. This is Orwell, man. This is 1984. This is 2 + 2 = 3. Because we say so, and you look anywhere you're looking. Yep, 2 + 2 = yep, except on my fucking fingers. Terrorist. Henry. Yes, go ahead.
You know, New Zealand is a place where all the rich people are going. I don't know if it has anything to do with that.
Well, it's this one world thing. The bottom line is, Charlie, what's this got to do with you and I? In the United States.
I'm sure it's got something to do with taking away our guns. I mean, that was the whole reason, like, they dropped the nuclear bomb on Japan. Everything is to get your damn guns.
Yeah, it definitely to get our guns, but this is also attack on the first article. Our right to freely, I got a right to fucking tell you anything, show you anything that is news. That first article protects it absolute, but they're trying, you know, conditioned when they, with that first, shit they come up with about yelling fire in a theater. Well, if there ain't an individual to complain, there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it, buddy. It is the Bill of Rights at all they want, and the goddamn guns are the protection for that Bill of Rights. So you're correct in that sense, that they have to get them. They have to get them, or their new world Zionist order is fucking finished, and they know it. Copies of Terrence's live stream, along with his lengthy manifesto, began to rapidly circulate on various file hosting sites following the attack, which, as we noted Friday, were quickly scrubbed from mainstream platforms. So the mainstream, they're going to look at this, and this is the Ministry of Truth now, isn't it? Right out of Orwell? The Ministry of Truth will decide what the truth is. One thing I did notice about all the video I did see, What I did see of it, there was no goddamn blood nowhere. Again, they're putting people in ambulances. I see no fucking blood. It just is what it is, and we all know what it is. This is the one world Zionist order trying to come to fruition. And the only ones that can stop it is we American nationals, because we're the only ones that have our fucking guns left. We're the only ones that didn't let them take them. It's too ingrained in our culture that we don't have, such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and YouTube has gone so far as to intentionally disable search filters, and they were talking about putting algorithms on them to filter out anything. So I mean, like I said, they're deciding what you can see and look at. This is fucking censorship. Plain and simple. And they're doing it right here in the United States. They've been doing it to us for about 5 fucking years now.
Yeah, and who owns all those social media sites?
Yeah, you're goddamn right. And the international corporate mafia elite Zionist.
Yep.
Such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and subscribe. YouTube has gone as far as to intentionally disable search filters so that people cannot find Christchurch shooting materials to intentionally disable search filter. Including footage of suspected multiple shooters, as well as the arrest of Tarrant and other suspects. On Saturday, journalist Nick Munro reported that New Zealand police have warned citizens that they face imprisonment for distributing the video. You think about that. These son of a bitches like YouTube over there. Now, you want to go look at some pedophilia, some little children being molested? And those are the people that get the big money. They get the goddamn advertising. Go over there. That's perfectly fine to put up. That's something, that's a agenda they're promoting. But to go look at one of their false flags, because that's what it is, people. They've just got nailed on every fucking account showing that it is a production. I mean, I don't care what that video shows. A lot of people have been arguing back and forth on the site about whether it really happened or not. I don't care. You could fucking film all of that. You could film it live. I mean, you could stream it. Just as long as you got the right people doing the right thing, it's just another ready, set, take. Think about it. And then remove it all from the thing. Why? I mean, they've shown goddamn people chopping heads off. They showed Muammar Gaddafi being murdered on the television. But now, when it's their ops are running in other countries with the crosshairs on our fucking second article rights, it'll stop when we stop it. Every one of these son of a bitch and corporate elitist, goddamn robber baron, goddamn people who think they can take away our first article, our second article, our third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth article, they're just going to have to face the fucking rope now, aren't they? Because they're not taking my guns. Because it's my right. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, it's off subject, but if we click on the advertisements on your site, does it help? Does it get any more?
Well, the only one we got running, man, I'm telling you, there's just nobody, they won't pay us nothing. You know, it's like the first site I worked for was run by a lady out of Australia. And when I first went to, she asked me to write about the 99ers, the unemployment thing. And she'd seen comments I'd made on her site. And she paid me 15 bucks. Check it out though. They paid me 15 bucks, a fucking article to write. And I wrote a couple articles a day. And then, when I first started, for every click that she got on advertising, she was getting 50 cents a click. Within a month and a half, I doubled the goddamn, readership. And they went after the site started doing weird shit, and she's, wow, you know, I talked to her on the phone. And then they finally took the clicks down to 3 cents a click. And they finally shut that site down. And that site had been there. I mean, this lady managed several sites, but no, I mean, like the ads that are up there, I mean, most people that go to the trenches have on ad blockers, and that's their business. Basically, the way we've been keep running is just flat fucking donations. I mean, like the last, for that one ad that's up there, was like 90.
There's only one. Yeah, right now it's UNICEF.
Yeah, it was like 90-some bucks or something. But, I mean, we used to bring in quite a bit. I mean, that was the whole idea of the trenches, you know. Build it up, tell the truth. And the advertisers, you know, build the better mousetrap and the people beat a path to your door. That's how it worked. Right up until we got the warning out of Chicago, Illinois, when we were fucking telling the truth about Barry Satoro. And they told us Friday, you might as well start another site, or you can start another site or whatever you want to do. You're done. And Saturday, they told us. Saturday, we were taken out of Google News. And it was a struggle to keep it up for the longest time. It's a struggle every day to keep the site up. But, the advertising just ain't in it. I mean, that's how they've controlled our country for 100 fucking years. They control the monetary system. And when the advertisers had to start pulling out, I mean, they liked us. I mean, I've talked to these people on the phone. I mean, when somebody wanted to advertise, you know, I would, of course, you know, we go through the terms, you know, I'll put you up a free, it's always been free to put it on the broadcast, you know, a little piece, or, you know, if you have a little, just any little jingle, whatever you want to do. And they were cool people. And more than a few of them, when they had to pull out, they wrote and they told me exactly why they had to pull out. Because the way we were covering the Jews. We were telling the truth about the fucking Jews. And the Jews are not, I mean, look at what's happened to the goddamn Jews. I mean, there's been enough people out there. Pretty soon it just becomes so blatant and in your face that people can't deny it. And you're either going to sit there like Alex Jones, everybody knows he's a fucking fraud because he won't tell that one truth. But if he told that one truth, he'd be done. They'd probably kill that son of a bitch because he's got way bigger, more, you know, a huge operation. They'd probably just straight up kill him. He's already probably put, I think he is a fucking Jew, to tell you the truth. But at any rate, it's by the click, but it ain't that much. And I mean, I wouldn't go clicking on it just to create 3 cents. That being said, where were we? Lengthy, quickly scrubbed from the mainstream platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Scribe. Okay. Georgetown shooting. On Saturday, journalist Mike McMonro reported that New Zealand police have warned citizens that they face imprisonment for distributing the video, while popular New Zealand Facebook group Wellington Live notes that New Zealand police would like to remind the public that it is an offense to share an objectionable publication, which includes the horrific video from yesterday's attack. Like I said, man, I'll tell you, did you watch Omar Gaddafi be beaten to fucking death? I mean, did they show that? And they showed it over and over and over. This is fucking pure censorship to cover because they run such sloppy operations. For years now. I mean, since even Sandy Hook, or before that, the Aurora, Colorado shooting. It's just the people come out and they just, I mean, everybody's looking at, when you got thousands and thousands, hell, millions of eyes looking at something, they're going to see everything and they're going to find all the discrepancies and we just, you know, false flag, fuck you, false flag, buy more guns. Go ahead.
Do you think these SOBs really regret, you know what I'm saying, letting this internet come through?
Oh, well, I think that they figured it would go a different way. You know, they had instilled political, like right now with these women and stuff that, you know, they put up there and this guy, I can't think of his name, this new, oh, just popped out of nowhere and he's going, you know, like a Bill Clinton, you know, he was senator and then didn't get reelected or something. I can't think of his name. But what they're trying to do right now with all this bullshit like this, you know, and our community at Facebook doesn't like what you find your objectionable. It's not unlawful. It's objectionable, but it is unlawful for you to put up a public forum and be licensed by the state and federal government for commerce and to deny me my First Article right to fucking freedom of speech. I can tell you that much right now. But like I said, what they're pushing now, if you look at it, you know, just stand back and look at it, that they lost political correctness. We took it away from them, people. We came on here, and I mean, belligerent as it is, and a lot of people think it's just so terrible and awful, we said, fuck you. You understand? We said, fuck you. And we said, we'll fucking kill you. You're not taking our rights. We will fight for those rights just as our ancestors did. And we will have our allodial right to own property and our allodial right to be left the fuck alone by the fucking government it doesn't serve us. And it ain't our government. But this goddamn corporation's going. And it's going to take its 14th Amendment with it. And see, it got to the point to where people, they thought they tried everything. Remember, they went and arrested one guy, you know, for saying something on YouTube. It wasn't nothing like what we talk about. But they come and arrested him. Just, they tried the scare tactics first. And then we said, fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, belligerent. Oh, terrible. Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of people really took it hard. I mean, the trenches is, you got to admit, man, for stepping out and being bold. Our people, but that's just what an American used to be before this whole goddamn idea of political correctness came along. Now, you didn't have people coming up on the radio saying, fuck you, like we do here. But it has reached the point to where that statement is appropriate. Fuck you. You're not doing it. You are attacking our Bill of Rights, and we will defend that son of a bitch with deadly force at every instance. Face imprisonment for distributing the video while popular New Zealand Facebook group Wellington Live notes that New Zealand police would like to remind the public that it is an offense to share an objectionable. Well, who's objecting here? You see where it's objectionable. They're trying to reestablish fucking political correctness through fear. If I could, like I said, if I could get a hold of this, it'd be right on the front page. I'd stick it there. I'd make 50 fucking copies of it. Every time that they fucking tried to take it down, it wouldn't happen. That motherfucker would be up there. It's our right to look at anything we want. Go ahead.
But just put that goddamn video of Dick Cheney shooting his mouth off in the Senate floor. But just put that up one goddamn day. Then we'll talk about fuck you.
Exactly. Well, that's when it all started coming unglued. People, just like this thing here, this guy here, he's up there talking about, God, I wish I could think of his name. He just come out, he's like the number, he raised the most funds, he's a democratic communist out of hell. But, he apologized, he said, I realized that I enjoyed white privilege. No, it's not white privilege, you son of a bitch. That's another one of those fucking political terms for political correctness. It is goddamn elite privilege. It doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with... Go ahead, sorry.
It's Beto out of Texas.
Beto, that's the man. Thank you, Katie. Yeah. Beto.
Thing, yeah.
But it doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with the color of your skin. You see, because I look at the top, I look at these motherfuckers, these elitists, and they're all of all colors, and they all mingle and get along good together. And this is them losing control. And the thing is, they never had control of 75%, but the 75% they had coddled or, restrained slightly by this idea of political correctness. This goddamn country was built on the basis, fuck political correctness. They fucking tarred and feathered son of a bitches and rode them out of town on a rail. To get it a point across that, no, you're not going to fucking subjugate us. And when they started working on your fucking freedom of speech, but, through the political correctness, not a straight up attack or passing a law against it, just, you didn't say that about a black person. The B word, wasn't even a B or an N word. That was what started the whole thing. The N word, and then pretty soon you had the whole fucking alphabet of words that, those are just, you don't say those things. Well, yeah, I do. I speak my fucking mind. That's what has pushed it this thing to the point to where we're ready to do this thing and get it the fuck over with. We're not talking. That's why the unregistering to vote to me is so important, because it would show across this country we're not playing your fucking games no more. We are ready. If it takes fucking killing you for us to have our rights, we're gonna have them. And this corporation is out the fucking door. You're not gonna be here. Or your 14th Amendment. We are gonna be a free fucking people again. We are gonna live under the common law as intended. And we're gonna take our fucking wealth back, you stolen, you sons of bitches. And that's what scares them the most. That mountain of fucking gold they have stolen through us using little techniques like this. This is political correctness trying to give it teeth. It's just like the fucking the confiscation. They still haven't got one fucking clip, and that's in New Jersey, Nazi Jersey. They still have not got one goddamn clip. The people are saying fuck you, no. Now what they're building on here, I don't know which way they're going to go with this. Whether I think that in the past, their MO has been to start a world war. When the people get to the point to where they're ready to come to Washington and fucking every other state capital and hang the fucking traitors, and the corporation that can't exist, the fraud, remove it from their lives and take their fucking rights back, they've had them a war. But then you've got them pumping this goddamn recolonization force, full families into your country. So that's the other fucking angle they're taking. And the stories following this, they'll hit on that. the fact that, you know, goddamn it, they're here. They sent savages in to hack your families up. And the border's never been worse. In fact, I mean, we got to keep this in mind. We just sent $4.1 billion to New Mexico, to Mexico, who was going to pay to build that border wall, remember? Remember the lie? We just sent $4.1 billion to them to facilitate, we sent $5.6 billion to Guatemala, El Salvador, and, what's the other one there? Honduras. To put the caravans together because they've been told by their Jewish masters that they are going to do the same thing to the United States that they've done over in Europe. They're just going to bring in so many fucking foreigners that they are good. There's not going to be an American culture anymore because the idea of immigration in the first place was that people came here and assimilated into our way of life, into our values. Spoke our language. Now, it's all these people come in and they're calling these majorities minorities. You're still a minority. And I'm going to tell you guys something else. You go and you check. I guarantee you we're still giving subsidies to China. Nothing has changed. They had to throw somebody in there. We've said it all along. Every day that you're sitting here, while we're sitting here right now, they're hauling our resources out of this country, goddamn, by the billions of dollars worth. When they finally shut that one port down, man, it didn't take them long to get that fucking figured out and get them ships moving again. And when, the 99% movement, which was hijacked, it started in New York, with people carrying Ron Paul signs and in the Fed, and of course the socialists, because there was a goddamn communist in office, Barry Satoro. They went to capture that. Anytime they see power building, they want to capture it and turn it and twist it. And see, that's what you're looking at in this article here. Once everybody said, you know what? Fuck political correctness. We're going to speak the truth. And we're going to show you how fucking angry we are about this and that we fucking mean it, that we're going to fucking fight for that Bill of Rights and we're going to kill your asses over it. Just like our ancestors did. They didn't believe it back then. That King of England thought he was invincible. Baddest army on the fucking planet. But the goddamn American nationals had generations of growing up in the fucking wilderness fighting Indians and everything. You know, they said, fuck you. You ain't doing shit. It's like on that Sons of Liberty where they go in and they take that governor's house and they take that picture of King George and that guy pulls out his pecker and pisses all over it. That was the attitude. We're not going to be controlled by any fucking buddy. And we want our individual liberties back and fuck you and your goddamn political correctness. I don't give a shit who you are. Whether you're this Cortez fucking whore down here, spouting the communist fucking line. You can just go ahead and what you need to do is just get on with it and do it. And see if you can pull it off. Because I'm here to tell you, you're going to get your asses shot off. You will be bringing in Chinese fucking UN troops quick. When this breaks loose, it's going to be an emergency measure to try to hold some kind of fucking ground as this whole country comes fucking explodes in your face, you motherfuckers. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth. And expect none. I mean, we were talking about, you know, look at the terminology they're using over there in New Zealand. Objectionable material. Oh, they've been taking our stuff off of Facebook and Twitter and Google's been running algorithms on us for objectionable material. It's just like the anti-Semitism thing. Over in Europe, you know, 5 years in prison for speaking out against the Israeli fucking occupation of Palestine and the genocide they're committing over there. And over here, you know, they're wanting the same thing, you know, anti-Semitism. They want to attach criminal penalties to fucking opinions, to people, to anybody telling the truth. I mean, this is the ministry of truth, as in its ugliest form, in the form of corporate oligarchies. But it's not going to work here because it's just like the gun thing. You got to enforce it. And when you come to enforce it, those fucking guns are going to do the talking. We're not, and fuck your political correctness. Fuck that two-bit slut whore, whatever her fucking name is. Cortez, fuck her. I'm telling you, Cortez, fuck you. You come take my gun, you sleazy little bitch. See if you got what it takes. See if you can hire what it takes. Like I said, I see it. When this thing blows up, man, I see him fucking yelling UN real quick. And maybe some of you people from New Zealand that have put up with this shit and allowed yourselves to be disarmed and allowed your country to be invaded, well, maybe you can come over and you can eat some fucking lead too. I don't give a shit where you're from. You come here to take my goddamn rights, you're gonna fucking, I'm gonna fight you. And here's one of, oh. Firearms, we did a little bit on this the other day, and there's some stuff in there I'm not going to go over again, which is the fucking stupid-ass argument, the NRA argument on the situation, which is fucking irrelevant, because the second article to our Bill of Rights says what it says, and it means what it means. Firearms Registration Act introduced in Pennsylvania from Ammo Land, sent in, we haven't done this one yet, the next one. Sent in by the people for life and freedom. Life and freedom. A new bill introduced in Pennsylvania would establish a gun registry within the state. When they did the 1968 infringement on our second article, absolute infringement without question, by definition of reality, by definition of logic, by definition of math, infringement. They said, oh, no, this is nothing to do. We'd never, no, there'd never be no gun registration because people in this country used to fucking read. And we understand, we've read the history. First they register the guns so they know where to come and get them. And then they come and they confiscate the guns. And in most cases, as they've, you know, it's been in the middle of wars and shit, and they haven't, but right now, man, you got, they try to tell you there's, oh, this many, that many. They don't know how many fucking guns are in this country or other fucking ordnance in this country. And the fact is that this registry thing, it's blatant. A registry is an infringement. A goddamn background check is infringement. I do not have to have permission from the government to exercise a right. Now, my servant has to give me permission to do something? Really? I guess it's not my servant, then, is it? I guess it's a corporation. This is about a corporate planet. Run by one fucking, and as they've defined, the word corporation is a person, which it ain't. It's more than one person pretending to be one person. They want one fucking ruler, the king of the world. A new bill introduced in Pennsylvania would establish gun registry within the state. HBO 768 is known as the Firearms Registration Act. We can't do that. It's like Obama telling you he couldn't write that executive order. 25 fucking times he told you he couldn't do it. And then they just went and did it because, you know what? They're getting away with it. That's why they continue to march forward, because they're meeting no resistance. The Democrats that introduced the bill were Mary Louisa, Lewis Isaacson, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They all shit through the same hole. They all this is the corporate elite trying to save their fucking asses from the fucking 10,000-to-1 fucking margin that we outnumber them, and the fact that we're armed to the teeth. They can't do it. They cannot fucking do it, or it already been done. And Mary Jo Daly, Democrat, last Friday, the General Assembly referred the bill to the Committee on Judiciary. Well, the committee, that's communism, ain't it? The Committee on Judiciary, huh? We're so fucking stupid, we're not supposed to know what words mean. Committee Socialism. The bill would require gun owners in the Keystone State to register their firearms with the Pennsylvania State Police. That can't exist. That exists without authority. That are a part of the fucking fraud that is the corporation that is trying to fucking subjugate our people. Owners would have to provide the police with the make, model, and serial number of all their guns. You can read it afterwards, I suppose, if you're still there. Along with the application that the gun owner must swear under oath, the gun owner would have to submit fingerprints, 2 photographs that are no older than 30 days, and go through a background check for each firearm that they own. See, ching ching, and you know what they use all that money for, too? To further the fucking infringements on your second article. This background check is the same one that they must go through to purchase a gun. In addition to this requirement, they must also provide the Pennsylvania State Police with their home and work address, telephone number, social security number, date of birth, age, sex, and citizenship. This requirement is more information than a person needs to vote. Well, of course it is. Goddamn, you got them voting for illegals, people from other countries, to vote in your goddamn elections. Out here in Oregon, let's let the 16-year-olds fucking vote. They don't know a goddamn thing. They don't know up from down. They have no life experience. I mean, they're desperate. I think they know that this 2020 election, the fucking real Americans aren't going to have nothing to do with it. Because we're preparing for war. We're preparing for a shootout. If the state police rejects the person's application, then they will have 10 days to appeal the decision. The owner must turn in their firearms into the state police within 3 days of receiving notification of the rejection. If a person does not appeal the decision within 10 days, their right is forfeited. Really? This is all, legal ease. They'll say, it's legal. It's constitutionally legal, but it's goddamn unlawful under the ratified law of the Bill of Rights. It is unlawful. There's a difference between lawful and legal. And they know the difference, but they're going to have it emphasized and fucking led is what's going to happen here. A gun owner cannot transfer any unregistered firearm. Anyone caught with an unregistered gun is guilty of a crime, even if they are unaware of the firearm's registration status. Also, just holding an unregistered firearm at a range is a crime. The gun owner must keep all firearms unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger. Go ahead.
There you go. You don't get caught alive with the firearm.
I reckon
so. You better go down fighting.
You goddamn right. Now that's the point that they're not getting. You might get it, but you're gonna fucking pay dearly. You come at me, I'm gonna fucking put a bullet in every fucking one of you I can. I'm being fucking subject. I'm being made a slave. You're gonna enslave me. I'm gonna fight you to the death. I'd rather be dead than be a slave. How about that? And I ain't gonna go alone. I'm going to take as many of you miserable motherfuckers with me as I can. I'm shooting for suits. A gun owner cannot transfer unaware of the firearm. Also, just holding an unregistered firearm at a range is a crime. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. And it's just like this political correctness bullshit in our first article and the rest of it. Our right to due process of law. You're coming at our fucking Bill of Rights. The last motherfucker that did it got his ass shot the fuck out of here, got his troop shot the fuck out of here. And goddamn, like I said, the only thing I hold against them boys that fought is they didn't go to Philadelphia and finish the fucking job. But we're going to finish the fucking job this time, people, on an international scale. That means the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, all of them fuckers are going to be brought and hung for daring it.
Yeah. You know, Henry, it's funny. Schwarzkopf didn't finish the job either. You know, all these goddamn wars, they never finished the goddamn job.
Because it was never, because they're never meant to, dude. It's to burn resources. You think of all of the wealth that has been expelled on killing one another. People, I mean, they be at war like the people fighting in these fucking wars like World War One, World War Two, and they're over there and they got that guy across from them that's trying to kill them, and they're trying to kill. And they don't even know each other. Well, what is your beef with me? Well, my government says I got to shoot you. My government says I got to shoot you. You know what? How about fuck both of them governments? Shoot the government. There's just a fewer of them to get shot and less of you that have to die. Think about it that way. The gun owner must keep all firearms unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock. If a firearm owner doesn't secure their firearm that way, they would be guilty of a crime. This rule even applies to homes with no children. The gun owner has 48 hours. See, I told you this is all part of that UN Small Arms Treaty. And back when they first started this shit about four or five years ago, they came up, well, you could never do that in the United States. I'm sorry. You just can't do that. We can't sign on to that. We'd be throwing the second article clear out the goddamn window. But then you had Hawaii just a week or so ago talking about, we'll repeal that. So, well, you can't repeal that second article, you sons of bitches. The ninth article says no authority can exist to remove it. And we are bound as Americans. It is our, not only our right, it is our absolute fucking duty to defend that son of a bitch with our lives and kill.
It's a two-step process. Disarm, exterminate.
Exactly, brother. Like we're going to be stupid enough to fall for that. Well, that's still America, man. I mean, they've had to hurry. You see, they had a 100-year agenda, and they're way past the fucking agenda. So now they're pushing this thing so fast that people who might not have, might just crept, you know, and eased over and just gave in just slightly a little here and a little there until the next thing they knew they were sitting there disarmed, are now fucking got a tight grip on their guns. They got them clean. They got fucking ton of fucking bullets for them. They understand the fucking program. The gun owner has 48 hours to update the state police if they change jobs, phone numbers, addresses, or anything else on the application. If they do not update the state police, then they could be prosecuted for violating a law. It ain't a law. It's a policy. It is not a law. The law is the fucking Bill of Rights. That's law. That's ratified law. That's the people's authority, the people who own this country. The people who have the authority. I mean, it just still keeps coming back to, you know, that cell in the goddamn Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers. You don't need a Bill of Rights. We can never bother you as an individual. I mean, there's no such authority in there. Well, you just went ahead and you made that authority, didn't you? That's what that fucking so-called Civil War was really all about, was that 14th Amendment. Putting the people under the subjugation you wanted them to be under from the beginning, when John Adams said, let's name a king. Right? The certificate, which costs $10 per firearm, will expire after 1 year. The gun owner would have to start the process over again to renew their certification. The process must be done 60 days before the certificate expires. The procedure can get confusing, and gun owners with large collections... For gun owners with large collections, the bill makes no mention of how the state will enforce it. In blood. See, this has nothing to do with saving lives. This has to do with bloody fucking war that they are instigating against us. And you want a bloody fucking war with us? Well, we've fought plenty of bloody fucking wars for the corporation, haven't we? How about this time let's fight one for ourselves? Other states have tried gun registration and bans have seen limited success. New Jersey has had zero magazines turned in since their magazine ban went into effect. This is all the magazines are loaded with the fucking guns and they're ready to fucking pump those rounds into your fucking commie asses. New York saw nearly 1 million firearm owners defy the state law to register their assault weapons. The same thing played out in Connecticut when only 50,000 cowards, these 50,000 get thrown out of the country, by the way. minimum thrown out of the country. 50,000 out of 350,000 registered their semi-automatic weapons. 50,000 cowards that you guys got in Connecticut you need to deal with. Expanding a registry to all firearms will be impossible to enforce without conducting door-to-door searches of houses. It is unclear how these Democrats plan to deal with this reality. Well, get on with it. Start your door-to-door searches, you sons of bitches. Now, let's get this over with. Let's see if you fucking communists got what it takes to take the United States of America away from the American nationals. Let's just see if you can do it. Because we're sick of living like this. We're sick of living in poverty. They keep playing these fucking games every day. People, billions are going out the back door, and we're living like fucking rats. Lindsey Graham, that faggot little pedophile prick. And this is the one I was talking about where he had done someone the other day, and I'm not going to go through the NRA argument. It didn't stop this. It didn't stop that. I don't give a fuck. It's irrelevant. It says, shall not be infringed, fucking period. That period is emphasized. It was written in lead. No, it was probably written with the goddamn ink because they did that dip the ink thing. But it will be, that period will be the fucking bullet hole going through your fucking head. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, what a piece of shit. You can imagine that man, you trenchers out there, coming to your house by himself in his fucking suit, that little faggy talking little punk, and taking anything from you. What a bitch slap is all it would take to eliminate old Lindsey Graham? One smack across the face and he'd be laying there in a puddle of his own piss? But he's going to throw that faggot fucking voice of his and tell you how he's going to, well, Lindsey Graham seeks to incentivize states to adopt red flag laws allowing gun confiscations. That like I told you before, all these constitutional sheriffs, man, there's some big money headed their way. Big money, and you're going to be exempt. That's what they told the whites in the communist revolution, which was actually started out as overthrowing the monarch, and was hijacked by the communists, and then they told them because they were the ones fighting the czar's forces, they were armed up, and they told them, yeah, okay, we got rid of that czar, we're going to have communism. You guys are right on. You guys can keep your guns. Don't worry about it, man. You helped us kill off that goddamn czar. And so you just bring them in and, register them. Just bring them in and register them, and you can take them back with you, and you can be, and we do that way you can always, be safe, and you can have your guns. And when they brought them in to register them, they took their guns, and then they took them out to a deep ditch that had been dug. And they stuck a pistol to the back of their neck and they blew their fucking brains out. Because they were stupid enough to actually believe that a fucking communist is going to allow any threat to their tyrannical control of the people through their fucking committee fucking ass-sucking socialism. Red flag laws, which already exist in California, Florida, Illinois, and other states, allow family members to police. This is the part we're not going to read. It's irrelevant.
Graham, you can replace the...
Go ahead.
That word communist, Jew.
It's the same. Well, that's who invented it. Was the goddamn Jew. This is Zionism. They'll use whatever system fucking gets them to their goal fastest. They need to just, we have to wipe them off the face of this planet, people. Or there will never be peace. And man, I think of the time, if they had never existed, we would probably be living in peace with the fucking world. Why not? There's a plenty. If you don't just have a handful in every fucking nation state, that is taking and making huge mountains of gold while other people are eating fucking bowls of rice and fish and eating fish heads. There's a plenty. I get it because I'm one of the chosen. Well, we're going to do some new choosing here. We're going to choose by lottery of which fucking bullet fucking catches you in the forehead. Graham told CNN, what we're going to do is get people from the country. Arizona has one now, and see how they work and see if we can incentivize states to pass legislation to allow police to intervene with family members or police officers are becoming a danger. That's how it's written. Somebody's becoming a danger to themselves or others. He did not say how the incentives would work or clarify whether they would be financial in nature. And this is for all these sheriffs out here, the constitutional sheriffs. Because, you know, you don't get to be into the fucking, in that part of the game unless you're in the lodge. And they'll just go to the lodge brothers and say, well, you know, you guys are going to get to keep your guns like the whites over there in Russia did. We're going to let you keep your guns, but you're going to help us confiscate. Look at what we're going to give you. Look at all this cash. Oh, my goodness. And then it's going to change. Everything's going to change. Oh, we're going to enforce these laws. Well, then there's going to be a lot of you dying, too, you motherfucking traitors. In the end, the fucking lodges got to go, too.
The family court.
There you go, buddy. The family court. In the end, the fucking every one of them has to go. I mean, the fucking lodges have been doing this shit to us for fucking 200 fucking years. It's time to end it. While red flag laws fail to stop determined attackers, Town Hall notes that they pose a threat to law-abiding citizens. Infringement accepting fucking cowards. Not law-abiding citizens. You're infringement accepting cowards who may be dealing with a disgruntled ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. And this here's the example they give. I love it. Town Hall provides the following example. Say a woman dates a man. He's a gun enthusiast who enjoys going to the gun range and taking part in a shooting sports like trap and skeet. It's something he does on the weekends with his friends as a social activity because that's all those guns were for. That's all we're supposed to have guns for, is just for hunting and target shooting. No, those guns were, that second article was put there for a reason, and it has come to fruition today. Today it has come to fruition. It is to put down tyrannical fucking government. Tench Cox, I ain't going to read it again right now because we're at the top of the hour, but Tench Cox made it pretty fucking clear what those guns are for. So they never outgun us, so that we are never subjugated. They see, on paper, they already have us subjugated, people. Except for those who understand who they are and what their authority is and the fact that, no government, you do not have authority over me. I have authority over you. And you're not my government. You have hijacked my government. You are a fucking corporation. You're fucking Walmart. And I fucking do not like you, you communist son of a bitch. So I want you to come and fucking do this so we can get this fucking over with and go back to living free again. The woman knows this about her now ex-boyfriend. She wants to get back at him, so she reports him to the police, saying she fears for her life. Based on that accusation alone, no due process of law. Take the gun and then we'll talk about due process. Like they don't know the fucking difference. Police can go to a judge, at which point the judge can order the police to confiscate the man's firearms. He has no say in it. Well, yes, actually he does. When they come to fucking confiscate, open up. That's your say. That's your fucking only say you got left. And no chance to defend himself. Not if he ain't ready. No chance. Yeah, you got a chance to defend yourself if you use those fucking guns. Maryland also has a red flag law. In November 11, 2018, Breitbart News reported that Anne Arundel County Police Chief Timothy Altomare and other officers went to a home at 5 a.m. to confiscate firearms. The homeowner grabbed a gun when he realized officers were there to take his firearms. A physical altercation over the gun ensued and the homeowner was shot dead. He wasn't ready, was he? He wasn't ready. I mean, the talking part's over. When they show up, they're not coming there to fucking talk to you about taking your fucking guns. They're coming there to take your fucking guns. And you're either going to let them or you're not. Or you sell your life dearly, I think is the saying they used to use. The Capital Gazette quoted Chief Altomare saying the officers who went to confiscate guns, quote, did the best they could with the situation they had. He added, it's tough for us to say, well, what did we prevent? Because we don't know what we prevented or could have prevented what would have happened if we didn't go there at 5 a.m. So, I mean, the choice is simple here. It's slavery or freedom. Slavery, you turn, and slavery, like, not just slavery, because you turn them guns over to them, oh boy. You're going down to a third world fucking status. You are fucking dirt beneath their feet. They got the guns, you don't. Go ahead, Charlie.
You're dead either way.
You're goddamn right. But the thing is, if we all come out fighting like goddamn savages, like the people we are, like fucking Americans, they're fucking dead. And you shoot your way out of it, don't stop there. Do not stop until the war is over.
Is it too much to ask just to be happy? I mean,
yep.
You know, that's all I really want. I mean, I just want to be happy, man. And you know, unless we're free, you can forget about ever being happy. You know, you're going
to
be...
No, that's not the Jew rule. The Jews have to do good, and you have to do bad. You cannot be happy. That's their rule.
Their happiness is derived from your suffering. They are sadistic, fucking satanic, nasty, evil people. And it will, and there will never be peace on this earth as long as they're fucking, as long as they're breathing our air. And they are such a small minority oppressing such a fucking unbelievable majority across the planet. Man, it is through the slickest duplicity and the weakness in the people. It is the weakness of the people of this fucking world that has allowed them to exist, because that fucking man.
They use the Palestinians as human shields, otherwise we could turn them to glass.
There you go. But you know what? It's the fault of the people. It's the weakness of the people because everybody wants to go to the religious angle of this. Now, let's talk about mammon. Because if it weren't for people selling us out for mammon, who in the hell would accept this shit? Who would in the hell would accept misery to make a Jew happy? And they just buy off. They think just like this thing with Lindsey Graham. We'll just buy them sheriffs off and tell them that they get to keep their guns and they can help us fucking. They can help us make the misery that makes the Jews so happy, that makes them feel so warm inside when they see suffering, that makes them feel that just that feeling that can't be replaced when you shoot a little baby in the diaper at 200 fucking yards with a small caliber rifle and get to watch the fucking mother scream, the baby scream. This is who this fucking corporation is adjoined with. This is who's running this corporation. This is why this corporation must be destroyed, and that 14th Amendment with it. And then we need to destroy it all the way across this fucking world. The Carnegies, everybody that has been a part of this since it fucking began, they need to fucking be hung in the public square. I mean, people like that, I want hung. I want the Rothschilds hung. I want them hung one at a time. I want them took up in the charges of fucking what they have done to this goddamn world read to them before they drop through the fucking chute in front of that mirror with their eyes stapled to their goddamn forehead, or eyelids stapled to their forehead, so they have to watch the shit run down their own legs. We're at the top of the hour, people. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just kind of look at the game for what it is. And look for that, what I was talking about, this, how they're trying to put, first it was political correctness by peer pressure. Now it's going to be political correctness through threat, and threat of violence and threat of incarceration. 10 years, I mean, I ain't got tenured. Like Charlie said, fuck, it's a life sentence. Fuck, I'm going down fighting. How about you? That is the word from the trenches. Maybe.
I've been using my air rifle
Go ahead.
I've been using my air rifle to get. I always flinch when I pull the rifle.
Uh-huh.
My air rifle, I can just work 100 times. You know, just don't flinch. Don't flinch.
Have you ever shot a lot of live game?
Yeah, but I still flinch. Even shotguns, I just.
Really.
And I don't know I flinch until I have a misfire, and then I see it.
Yeah, it's a thing, you know. I know that. I don't know, take a .22 out somewhere where, you know, somebody's got a field of gophers that they want to get rid of and sit there and shoot it all fucking day and you know, mark your shots, try for headshots. And then when you go out, I mean, I got a 7 fucking millimeter, and if I ain't shot it in a long time, man, there's a chance I'm going to flinch. But not if I'm, not if I've got it on a deer's neck.
Rats in my house. I've been shooting rats in my house.
If I'm shooting at a deer, I guarantee I'm not going to flinch, because I don't care if it fucking cuts my eye. I don't care if it breaks my fucking shoulder. That bullet's going where I'm sending it. Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Okay, thank you.